Hi everyone, this is George Soroy and welcome to part two of the From Parts Unknown / Excelsior Q&A. Again, if you have any questions for me that you would like me to answer in this format, please feel free to send something to my either my Facebook page, Twitter account, email, which is ghwriter1976@gmail.com. The Twitter account is at George Soroy, S-I-R-O-I-S. And the Facebook fan page is facebook.com/ Excelsior Books. That's all in one word. So let's get right to it. The first one comes from Francesca Zanti, who asked, what inspired you to write? I have always been a lover of movies ever since I was a kid. I grew up as part of the quote-unquote Star Wars generation. It came out in May of 77, and I was less than a year old at that time. Once I really got to understand Star Wars, I really kind of got sucked into it, and I would watch it religiously. And I really enjoyed being able to kind of tell, not quite my own stories, but kind of replay those stories in my own way, whether I was, you know, like writing about them, drawing about them, using my multitude of action figures that my parents would get me. And then as I grew up and was moved on into grade school and became a big Transformers fan, because that came out in 1984, my friends and I really got into the habit of writing and drawing our own characters that were based on Transformers. They weren't transformable, but they were robotic characters. Very simple, boxy type of designs. And as I grew up and grew away from Poughkeepsie, New York, and moved over to Richmond, Virginia, that's when I really started to enhance those characters quite a bit, and really started to take them and develop them and get them to a point where I couldn't draw them anymore, because they had gone from being purely robotic to being more cybernetic. And then I started basically just writing about them, just because I'm not a very good artist. As time went on and I was in high school in Richmond, Virginia, I wound up filling many spiral notebooks with different stories that were based on these characters, with Excelsior being among them. It was from that universe that Excelsior was created. And in order to get my friends to read these stories, I would incorporate them as little supporting characters here and there. They wouldn't be the main characters, but they would be involved with the main characters in some way, shape, or form. So that was always fun. So it was because of that sort of reaction that I would get from my classmates that really kind of pushed me into writing more, because it made me feel like I was on the right track, that I was onto something with this. And so I was able to just keep on going, to the point where I really enjoyed telling these stories, even without incorporating friends. It just became natural for me to want to get these stories out in a written format. So that's basically what really inspired me to write. It was all about those particular characters. Thank you very much for the question, Francesca, and I'll be answering a couple more in the next couple of parts. So hope you keep listening, hope you keep sending in the questions, and ever upward.